Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, the clock on the wall says it's time for me to do another Morning Mindset, and that is what I'm going to do. How often do you guys use that term anymore? The clock on the wall. You're like, what? How many of you actually, in our modern world, in your home, have a clock, an analog clock, hanging on the wall? Go. And you're like, nope, we don't. We used to. We used to have a clock. Everybody, when I was growing up, everybody had a kitchen clock. You guys remember that? Everybody had a kitchen clock. And of course, your mom, she went out and she shopped for a kitchen wall clock that matched the decor or the theme of the kitchen, whether it was chickens or roosters or whether it was goldenrod or avocado or whatever. Your mom would put a clock in the kitchen. And if it didn't match the decor, it didn't go up. If it didn't match the drapes, if it didn't match the paint, that clock wasn't going on the wall. But today, there is no, we have no clock. There is not one single clock hanging on a wall in my house. We have a clock on the microwave. We have a clock on the electric oven. I have one on my phone. But we don't have a clock on the wall. I heard a story that elementary schools in America were taking down their analog clocks, you know, with hands and faces, because kids didn't understand it. They couldn't read them. So they were replacing them with digital clocks. Is that how we do things? Is that how we should do things? Because it's difficult. So what we do is we change it. We change the world to make it easier. Instead of making people smarter, instead of teaching and educating people, we just remove it. Wouldn't it be easier or better for these young people if we taught them what an analog clock was and how to read one? It seems crazy to me. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today, actually, I'm going to talk about the creative writing process and whether you are an inventor or a designer or a publisher or a producer or whatever. At some point in time, you have to sit down and you have to write. And you have to come up with something that is intelligent and people can understand, and it's well written, and it works, and it flows together. One of the greatest hindrances, one of the greatest stumbling blocks to the creative writing process or the creative process is distraction. Yes, indeed, distraction. I have been writing professionally. That means somebody paid me to do it. I was writing way before somebody ever gave me a check. You know, I've been passionate about writing, I guess you could say, for 30 plus years or so, but it was about 25, 26 years ago that I finally was able to convince someone to give me a check and to pay me for those words. But I've been doing this for, like I said, quarter century plus now, and I have developed a routine. I've developed a pattern. If I need to, now if I just need to write a show description or something like that, I can just sit down at the desk, open up the laptop, and write the show description. It's a few sentences, it's a paragraph or whatever, and I'm done. But if I need to write thousands of words, if I need to write thousands of words and I need to engage in the creative process, then what I do is I have a routine. I have a chair right now that I've had for 11, 12 years, I guess, at least 11 years. I have a chair that I like to sit in because it fits me well. I can put the laptop in my lap. I can rest my arms comfortably and write. And I will take this chair, and I have done this, like I said, for 10, 11 plus years now, and I guess going on 12. Yeah, going on 12 years I've had this chair, and I'll put it somewhere where there are no distractions. And I love my wife and I love my children, but I can't talk to my wife or listen to my wife or talk or listen to my children or the dog or anything else when I'm trying to engage in the creative writing process, because it just doesn't work. Phones. Yes. The great attention vampire, that thing that you carry around with you all day, every day, that steals your attention and distracts you. If you need to engage in the creative writing process and you are having a hard time, I would suggest to you that you take that phone and you put it in another room. It always needs a charge anyway, right? Stick it on the freaking charger and walk away from that thing. Walk away from it. Put it in another room. Because if you don't, just as sure as God made little green apples, you're going to be just into the creative writing process, a few hundred words, and your phone's either going to buzz or it's going to blink or it's going to catch your attention, and you're going to feel the need to answer that text. You're going to feel the need to respond to that tweet or whatever. And then you've lost your focus. Put that thing in another room. Now, I like to drink coffee, as many of you may know. I do not generally engage in adult beverages. Some people I know that are writers, especially fiction writers. I know some fiction writers. They can pour themselves a whiskey or a scotch or whatever and just bang out word after word after word. And I'm sure that their copy editors really appreciate that. I try and write as clean of copy as I possibly can. And I just feel like that if I engage in too much adult beverage, that my copy will not be as clean as it needs to be. Now, my brain knows what I'm talking about. My brain knows what's supposed to be on the paper, but sometimes the paper doesn't always reflect that. What I'll do if I need to write, as I will brew a pot of coffee or what have you, and I'll get my coffee cup, I've got my laptop, I have my special chair, I have the chair positioned in a place in my home where I'm not going to be distracted. With, like I said, the dog's not going to come up, put his head in my lap and want to go outside. My wife's not going to have a question for me from the other room. How many of you guys have wives that love to ask you questions from the other room and then say things like, "Why don't you ever listen to me?" And now my children are all grown now, so it's not like I have little kids. It was more difficult, obviously, you know, 20 years ago when I had little kids. When I had little kids, I would have to balance my writing time when the kids were, you know, sleeping, or, you know, later on in life when the kids were at school. or what have you now. The kids are all off grown doing their own jobs and what have you, living their own lives. But ladies and gentlemen, if you need to engage in the creative writing process, whatever it is, I know not all of you are fiction writers or whatever, but depending on what job you have, you may have to sit down sometimes and just write something. Maybe you have to come up with 1,000 or 2,000 words and you're having a hard time doing it. And if you find that you're having a hard time doing that, you're probably having a hard time because you're distracted. And, you know, from a physical standpoint, you need to have a comfortable writing setup. And if you're sitting there at your desk and your arms are achy and your back is achy and you feel like you want to get up and move around, you're not going to be focusing on the words. So find yourself a comfortable place to sit, a comfortable place to put your laptop or whatever. Get away from the distractions. Minimize the distractions. And like I said, in our modern world, in the 21st century, the number one distraction, it's not actually spouses or kids or dogs. It's that little thing, that you device that you carry around with you all the time. Your mobile phone, whether it's a, you know, I don't care who made the dumb thing. Take that sucker and stick it in another room, put it on a charger, and put it somewhere where you can't see it or hear it. Because, like I said, as sure as God made little green apples, you're going to get 200 words in and your phone's going to buzz or blink or ring or whatever, and you're going to feel the need to address it. So put that thing away. Engage in the creative writing process. Minimize the distractions to the greatest extent possible, and you might be amazed at how much you can accomplish. You're like, wow, I never thought I could get 2,000 intelligent words about that subject, but I just did it. Yes, you did it because you got rid of all those distractions. All right. That is my advice to you freaks today. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you take it and run with it. If not, well, I don't know what to tell you, except that I'm your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.